Welcome to Meet the People of MCB with Kay Momquist and Chip Haley. Sponsored by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Let's get to it with this week's interview. Hello and welcome everyone to this edition of Meet the People of MCB. I'm Chip Haley.
And I'm Kay Momquist.
I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we are back and better than ever. I want to first of all congratulate you, Kay, for being elected MCB State President. Congratulations.
Well, thanks for that. I appreciate it. And I am very excited about the whole thing, and it's going to be fun.
Thank you very much. It's going to be a blast. Well, today, ladies and gentlemen, we have a husband and wife team that we're going to be interviewing. So I'd like to bring on Malvin and Trudy Avance. So welcome, Malvin and Trudy.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Well, as we talked earlier, before we actually began the recording, what we're going to do first is, Malvin, we will start with you. So share with us a little bit about your vision loss.
Well, I was born in 1943, and the problem was when I was born, I guess my eyes didn't look quite right. There was something not right about them that they even noticed in the beginning. And what had happened to me is I could see up until I was a good 7, 8 years old, very well. It's not perfect, so of course, come and go, vision did, and it was caused by glaucoma, actually, what set in on me and caused my vision loss. And otherwise, I'm doing okay and in ways, and I'm just thankful I still have my ears to hear well and can communicate
yeah.
and get around as well with matters to get about and so on like that. And but my problem was just glaucoma set in, and they did back in the 40s, 50s, they just didn't know as well and how to control the vision problem, correct it as well as now better days these
okay.
days they do.
All right.
Yeah.
And
so like that. Yeah.
Yeah, and you also have a hearing loss, correct?
Well, it's somewhat. It's not as extreme. I can not have hearing aids on and hear well, but
no,
it's just
you don't hear well.
Oh, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I mean, I can sometimes, you know, you don't catch words as clear when someone is in the distance
right.
talking.
Yeah.
Yep.
As clear as if you have your hearing aids on. Yeah, that.
Now you hear a lot better with them.
I do hear better, yes, with the hearing aids.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, Malvin, you're not alone because I wear over the ear hearing aids. Kay wears hearing aids. So we're all in this thing together.
That's what I have over the ear.
Okay.
And they're Bluetooth, you know.
Yes.
And
mine is as well. So, all right, let's turn to Trudy.
Sir.
Trudy, tell us a little bit about your vision loss.
Okay, well, I was 2 months premature, and so they put me in the incubator, and I got too much oxygen, and which messed up the retina, I guess. Anyway, it messed it up, and so that's how I lost my vision totally.
Okay.
I've never had even light perception.
Yeah.
And then eventually glaucoma set in on me, And when I was 9 years old, I had to have my real eyes removed, and now I have prosthetics.
Okay. I'm going to turn it over here to Kay in just a moment. So both of you having a visual impairment at a very early age, did you attend public school or did you go to a school for the blind? I'll start with you this time, Trudy.
I went to the Kansas School for the Blind in Kansas City, Kansas, all of my years, and I'm glad that I did.
Yeah, okay. How about you, Malvin? Did you attend school for the blind?
Yes, I went to the School for the Blind in Muskogee, Oklahoma. I grew up there, went to school there.
Okay, very good.
All right. 12th grade.
Yeah, okay. All right. Kay, you got some questions for Malvin and Trudy?
Oh, I'm sure I can come up with them. And that's kind of neat that one of you went to Kansas and one of you went to Oklahoma. I've been to both of those schools, more for out-of-state trips and things like that when we were doing swimming and different events like that. But so that's really neat. Trudy, do you have family in the area? And if so, like brothers or sisters or anything like that?
No. See, okay. My parents, okay, when I was born and stuff, well, my parents had me in different homes, and they said I cried all the time. And anyway, so my mother saw this ad in the, okay, I was born in Oklahoma City, but I guess my parents moved to Wichita when I was a baby. And so anyway, my mother saw this ad in the paper for this mother and daughter taking care of kids for the service league, and so they took me there. And anyway, of course, well, my dad wasn't a very good daddy, I guess, and he would drink and stuff. And anyway, but he, at one point, he said to my mom, said, "Can't you shut that kid up?" This is what I was told. And I'm thinking, my goodness, you know, to say that to your little baby girl is just trying to make it in the world. And when this people took me, see, my parents just left me there. And when these people took me to their baby doctor, she said, two or three more weeks of what she'd been going through, she might not have been alive. Said that baby had a will to live. And she was very upset with my real parents about that. But anyway, this mother and daughter, they nursed me back to health. And in fact, 2 or 3 weeks of me being in their home, then they didn't even know I was in the house. Because I was getting, you know, what I needed, and I was content. And so anyway, when I was about, one or so, anyway, when all the other kids were placed that they were taking care of, they kept me because they'd gotten so attached to me that they kept me. And they went to court and fought to get me. They proved that my parents were unfit and all that. And so, anyway, so I just stayed with them. And the state wouldn't let them adopt me, but it was a guardianship that they had. And the mother passed away in the June of 1968, and the daughter passed away in September of 1997.
Wow.
Oh, and I forgot to tell you, I was born April the 8th, 1951.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and Trudy,
those were who you considered basically as your family. So that's who you grew up with?
Yeah, they had a good family. There was, you know, brothers and sisters.
Uh-huh.
You know, and
okay, cool. How about you, Melvin?
Well, I was born 1943, of course, and I was with a good family and Well, no, it was actually beginning. It was actually nine of us was born, but the first one didn't live. But then I had a family of two sisters and two sisters and five brothers, and then myself. Yeah, I mean, I grew up. We grew up as a good family, a good Christian family. I was raised with. And went on through there, and more or less, I was born in the town of Pawnee, Oklahoma, County Pawnee County, and was raised and went on through. You know, I mean, like, I don't know how to put it, but I was with a good family, and that now I just have let's see. Two brothers and one sister living now, and myself.
See, the interesting thing is, it's really funny that you bring up Pawnee, Oklahoma. For several years, we had a farm down in Oklahoma in Jennings, which is also in Pawnee County.
Yes.
So I know exactly where you're talking about. And
yes.
That is a really nice area in there. I'll tell you, I that's really neat. So enough of myself. But were any of your other brothers or sisters, did they have any vision problems besides you?
No, just me, yeah.
And he was born September 27th.
Oh, yeah, I was born, well, I didn't say the date, September 27th, 1943. But, no, all of the others could see and everything, and just me.
Okay, all right. Chip, do you have any questions?
Oh, I always do. All right, so I got to tell you, Trudy, I really appreciate your sharing your story with us. You know, you can tell that God really has his hand on you. You must have a purpose. So just really appreciate your sharing your story with us. And so
I'll tell you what. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go right ahead, Trudy.
Okay, in 2019, I had a fall. We were getting out of a van. We'd been to Country Kitchen, Melvin and I, Joe Morgan at that time was living in Odessa, but he came with Jack and Bill South. Jack is a friend of Bill, and we all know him anyway. But he couldn't get to his step deal for me to step on, so Melvin brought this other stool out. Well, I went to step on it, and it broke.
Hmm.
And so, of course, I fell to the ground. Broke,
getting out of the car, that is. Yeah.
Broke the humerus bone in my shoulder, but it was not humerus when I broke it. Oh, that hurt. And then cracked a bone in my left ankle. So it was all on the left side. But I'll tell you what, of course, after I was in the hospital a few days, well, then this doctor suggested that I go to a nursing home here. Well, I'm sorry I did that because I ended up with COVID.
Oh, yeah.
And but I finally got out of there because I had bed sores, on my bottom. And anyway, but the night before, the evening before Thanksgiving of that same year, I ended up in the hospital again because I couldn't sit on the side of the bed. I was so weak.
Mm.
But come to find out, my kidneys almost shut down. And I was dehydrated. My kidneys almost shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And my electrolytes were all goofed up. And my hemoglobin was low because I'd been losing blood in my urine.
Mm.
And so I was on the verge of dying then. Mm. But luckily I bounced back. But so there's been twice in my life that I've almost died.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, Trudy, we're really glad that you're still with us. We really are.
Yeah, he didn't want to take me home yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't your time.
Yeah.
Yep.
I will say that I prayed a lot that she would make it through.
You bet.
The Lord was with us, and she came through.
Well, there were a lot of prayers out, even prayers on Facebook and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Malvin, before we started the recording, you were telling us that a little bit about your work history. So why don't you share with us the kind of things that you did, during your work period?
Well, the main only thing what I did, I went with the state, the routine, getting a job after I was out of school. And I went into the vending stand program, you know, that the blind do. And I was a Kansas City, Kansas. Well, no, I didn't do that first. First was sent to Parsons, Kansas, where I had a vending stand in the factory. It was a sports, women's sportswear factory. And I worked there about 2 years, and it just didn't seem to get off the ground very well. And then because the people too much would go home for lunch and things, and just, well, anyway, so then finally I moved back to Kansas City, Kansas, and was in the federal building there and run the vending stand basement there. And then later then I was put in the city hall, advanced, you know, to the city hall cafeteria when this other person changed, went to a different stand. And I ran that for, since 78 to 85, I think is about what time I did that. And then, you just really got to have your heart into the business and work hard at it. And I was not, seemed like I just couldn't get like I really needed to have it. But what it has happened, though, I finally just kind of was stressed that I had kind of with it. I just quit it and went back to the workshop there in Kansas City, Missouri, and worked there and did hand work where they assembled parts together for writing pens and sort of that. And also they did some plastic work for medical bottles and stuff like that, and urine specimen bottle things, different things that they did in the shop, which I worked there up until 2010. Then I retired, and I was married too, and everything, and was well, had a good wife, and had two children by her, by Cindy, was her name, sighted person, good person. And then when she passed away, though, in 2010, just ill, not well, and with different matters of illness she had, then I married, I knew Trudy for a long time, knew her for many years, and I just, Trudy gave me her condolence, and I just said, Trudy, I want you, and we got together, we got married, and ever since I've been with her. And well, but anyway, that's true. I worked in for about, so many years in those two places.
Okay. So let me turn to you now, Trudy. So Malvin touched on her a little bit. So he said he had known you for quite some time. So how did you two actually meet, and how long ago has it been since you guys got married?
Okay. Well, see, my first husband, he got in the vending stand for him in 1977. And he had a stand across the street from Malvin's stand. And Cindy, Malvin's wife, was taking care of it until they found somebody. And so when Don came along, well, then she showed him the ropes of what to do in the stand and stuff. And so that's how I met Malvin.
Okay. And so when were you two married?
We've married, let's see, we've married
2011.
May 14th, 2011, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. So as we move along in the years, how did you guys get involved with Blind of Central Missouri and MCB? We'll start with you, Trudy.
Yeah, well, when I first got involved with MCB, I was married to a guy named Richard Howard then. And his mom lived here in Sedalia. And so when we moved here in 1983, well, somehow Beverly Hosey got wind of we were here, and so naturally she right away recruited us, and you know, and stuff, and so then Larry Hosey, her husband, had been secretary, but then didn't take her long to get me into the secretary business and working with that. And also, I wrote for the Chronicle quite a few years. And when I wrote for the Chronicle, I'm sure you'd remember this, Chip, but Kay, I don't know. Anyway, I always, like I'd say hello to everyone from Sedalia, and then I would try to figure out, think of a rhyme. I always had to have a rhyme at the beginning of my writing, you know.
I do remember that, Trudy. Yes, I do remember that. And Trudy, you've also we talked a little bit about it, but you at one time had also served as secretary on the state level for MCB. For a couple of years.
Didn't work out as well.
Yeah. Submitting articles to the Chronicle for Blind of Central Missouri, had you either one of you held an office in with Blind of Central Missouri?
No.
Okay. All right. So Kay, you got some other questions I know you'd like to ask.
Well, I was wondering, so you got involved with Blind of Central Missouri, and you say you didn't hold any offices, either one of you, in the state at the state level, but did you guys ever, you know, participate in events in the area or anything else like that, or what did, I assume you're probably still a part of Blind of Central, but yes. What did you guys do differently back then, you know, event-wise or anything? Did you guys participate in anything or do anything that you haven't done in a while or that kind of stood out in your mind?
Let's see.
Either you or Melvin, if you got... It's just kind of an interesting question. I discovered that a lot of affiliates did things differently and came up with different ideas, and I just thought it might be kind of interesting. If you haven't, that's fine. It's not a problem, but I just wondered if you know, because sometimes they participated in different events, so they did things collaboratively together or anything like that. But I just was kind of curious.
Yeah, well, let's see. One time, I know one time I did participate in this. We had a jail and bail thing where I pretended to be in jail and stuff. And
they had to bail you out for a certain amount?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
I tried to call different people to, and that didn't turn out too well. But anyway... I got out.
That's when you find out who your friends are, right?
Yeah.
So, how about you, Melvin? Can you think of anything interesting?
No, I don't know really that much. I got into the organization back in Kansas City up at when I worked Alpha Point up there and with the group up there. What's the group up there? Which
one? Allied Workers.
Yep.
Allied Workers. I was with it for some while time, and then of course, then when I married Trudy, then I joined up with Central.
Mm-hmm. I was in Allied Workers for a while. That was
dating her. She come up and went to Allied Workers program.
Okay, you guys were with both organizations, both affiliates. Okay.
Because
I was when I was with them, first with them, I was married to Richard Howard then,
So let me ask you. I don't know if Chip is ready for me to ask this question, but I do this to everybody, and I'm going to start out with you, Melvin.
Okay.
Is there anything that Melvin does that people don't know about that they might just find interesting? It could be hobbies, could be interests, could be, I don't know, for all I knew, you jumped out of an airplane. But seriously, is there anything that you can think of that people might find interesting that you've done that people don't know or that you do?
Well, Kay, I guess you should jump out of an airplane. I did when I was in Florida some time back there before when I was still with Cindy. I did parasail over Daytona Beach.
Wow.
That was fun. Yeah, my daughter and I was way up in the sky.
That's cool. Good for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was. But I don't know. There's not a lot of odd, peculiar things that I did that way, more or less, just ordinary matters, I guess. But I don't know. I can't think of any particular idea.
That sounds like enough. I wonder how many people know about that. That's really neat.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So how about the same question for you, Trudy?
Okay. Well, yeah, I have an interesting story about that.
All right.
okay, we were... at camp one year, we were doing karaoke, and so I wanted to sing this song, Till There Was You. They didn't have it, and I wanted to do it so bad. And so I thought to myself, okay, Trudy, you want to do that song? You just get your butt up there and do it. So I sang an a cappella, and the next day, John Wheatley, he heard me talking. He said, Trudy, I didn't know you could sing.
There you go.
I don't do that too often, you know, around people, I guess, too much. But anyway, I also play harmonica too.
Oh, there's one thing I want to tell you that I thought kind of proud of myself over. This was when I was still with my wife Cindy and them. They wondered what to do with Union Station, Kansas City, and people started calling in on this program. The idea is, what was your idea that maybe they could do with Union Station when they didn't have the train services, like back in the 80s or whatever it was back then? And I suggested Science Museum, like in Chicago. They took it. They went with it. I thought, boy, that made me feel good.
Yeah, you bet.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what they did.
Wow.
Awesome. Really awesome.
Another thing I need to tell you about my singing. Well, in school, I was always in the special courses and things. And so my senior year, I don't know why I did not try out for the girls ensemble. I don't know why. But anyway, I just wasn't in the mood to, I guess. But anyway, so one day I got a phone call, and it was the chorus teacher from school saying, would you like to be in the girls ensemble? You might as well say yes, because you've been voted in unanimously. And we took first on both of our songs in the music festival. So I was pretty proud about that.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Sure.
So Trudy, what is, I know you also play the keyboard. So what's the little keyboard there that you play?
Well, I haven't played that for a while, but I just play my, take my harmonica places and play. In fact, I play special music at church the last Sunday every 3 months, every quarter, I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
And there was one time when me and, the guy that takes us to church, me and his son played a couple songs. He played the clarinet and I recorded with him on the harmonica. And it was pretty neat.
Yeah, we got to get both you and Kay together because Kay also plays the harmonica. So we'd like to see both of you playing together. I think that would really be awesome. Well,
a neck stand for my harmonica. And so I can play, if I'm playing the piano, I can accompany myself with the harmonica.
Oh, that's good.
And so that's kind of nice, hands-free. So
Do you have, the one I have, and well, I had several, but I had a suitcase that got lost and I lost them, but I've got one that plays in two keys, a key on each side.
Yep. I've seen them. I don't apparently have one, but.
Oh, I would love to find some more of them somewhere. But.
Yeah,
I hear you.
Yeah. Well,
now in music, speaking of music, I played in the band in school. I was with that group, but my main instrument was the tenor saxophone.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah. Well, we only have just a few minutes remaining. So, and I know you guys really always used to, enjoy going to summer camp. I know you've enjoyed going to the state convention. Is there anything else maybe about MCB that both of you really thoroughly enjoy?
I just enjoy being able to go to the conventions, which this year we didn't make it there, but I'll enjoy going and enjoying the crowd.
I hope we can. We should be able to go next year and obviously the year after that, since it'll be in Jeff City. And
Malvin,
I really also admire both of you good people, and Chip, I've known you a long time and always been inspired with good that you do and everything that you do.
Well, I've known him a long time too.
Well, Malvin and Trudy, you guys have really been really great today. Want to thank you for being our special guest here on the Meet the People of MCB. And ladies and gentlemen,
it's not that outstanding, but I forgot to tell you what a couple jobs I did.
Okay.
I just worked in a couple different sheltered shops. One in Topeka, Kansas, stringing tennis rackets, and that was quite a thing to learn. And then at the Alpha Point in Kansas City, of course, it wasn't called that then, but when I was working there. But anyhow, I just did basically piecework. They had me on once in a while. They put me on hourly wage, but mostly I did put washers on bolts and did put these little beam clips together, oily, messy things. But anyway,
Okay, well, very good. Yeah.
Bye.
Well, again, Malvin and Trudy, we want to again thank you for being our guest here today on Meet the People of MCB. And ladies and gentlemen, if you know somebody that you would like for Kay and I to interview, you can just have them give me a call, Chip Haley, at 417-540-9703.
Or you can call me, Kay, at 608-436-2610.
And you never know, you might hear yourself next time right here on Meet the People of MCB.